Yes. Welcome to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. I'm your host, Gerald Peters. Always remember, whatever you think about comes about, and whatever you focus on grows. It expands in your life. That's at the essence of the book, The Science of Getting Rich, is this idea that life is either expanding or contracting. Nobody's in the middle. Nobody's balancing it. You're either expanding or you're contracting. So what are you doing? Because this idea, this book, this show is about you. Is this message for you? Where you're at right now in life? Or do you have everything figured out and can't be taught? Can't be coached? You found all the nuggets. You know everything. Not me, man. I'm a sponge. I like to listen. I like to look in. I like to listen in on other people. I like to watch salesmen. One of the things I love to do when my son goes to the mall a lot, he's into fashion. He likes to go to the mall and look at things. One of the reasons I go to the mall and I enjoy going, I go get myself a coffee and I walk around and I look at the stores. And as I pass businesses and stores that I'm at, if they're publicly traded, I say the symbol, Starbucks, SBUX. 2.1% dividend yield. And I play these little money games and mind games with my mind, and it shows me that opportunity and income and cash flow and business and option, they're all around me. There's more than I can possibly be involved in. It's all around me, and it shows me the wealth. And I watch the people, and I realize, and I think in my mind, think of all the pockets and purses and wallets and checkbooks. Look at all of the money that's in this building right now. People lining up to buy coffee, people lining up in stores to pay $60, $70, $80 for a shirt. It's crazy. And yet some of us don't have enough. And it's not from supply. The supply is endless. Right now in your head and above you and around you are wire transfers of billions of dollars are happening right now all around us. Everything from Western Union to PayPal to bank transfers to credit cards. It's all being happening. It's all going on all around us. Opportunities everywhere. Every day we pass buildings that are public storage buildings that pay dividend yields. And this idea that, well, I don't know where to invest and I don't know how to make money is nonsense. It's everywhere. You're surrounded by it. Your job is to filter it. Because what you think about comes about, and what you focus on grows. You just have to find your place to get your piece of that pie. And it's different for everyone. That's why the hardest question that I get asked by, see, I'm open. I love talking about money and business. And guys, I'm not the richest guy in the world, but I've made some money. I've made a piece, and I don't mind talking about it. To me, money's not taboo. I want to hear about your business. And it always shocks me how few people are actually inquire about my business. And so you meet a guy who's done well and he hasn't had a job in 22 years. If I was 19, 20 years old, I'd be like, what the hell do you do? See, because I haven't had an alarm clock in 22 years. How that doesn't fascinate other people blows my mind. Because I fascinate my own self. And when I see other people who have unique business models, I'm fascinated. I recently bumped into a guy and as I began to talk to him, we got to talking and I said, well, I'm involved in real estate. And often people, they want to be involved in real estate. And so they'll inquire, and what's funny is they begin to ask me questions and then they do all the talking. They want to talk at me and tell me at me the things they want to do. They don't actually ask me how I did it, which I find funny. But this man began to grill me, and I knew I was with a kindred soul. You know, I was with a like mind. He began to break down my business model. And he says, well, how much money do you put down? And he began to ask me questions about insurance and what about repairs and costs and rehab costs and ROI. And this was a businessman, and he was genuinely interested in what I was doing because he was looking for nuggets. He was a gold miner. He's looking for things. I just need a little here and a little there, and I can add it to my business. But most people aren't looking, and most people aren't listening. They're just doing a lot of talking. We have this problem on social media. It's just people posting, and nobody's learning anything. Just these little one-liners and zingers and dumb information and dumb suggestions and dumb ideas that don't pertain, because finance is personal. Personal finance, and it's connected to emotions. This is why so many people have control issues with money is they don't have issue. They don't have control issues with their emotions. They don't understand who they are. They don't have a philosophy. They don't have a guide. How are you going to control money when you don't even have a plan? This is why it's so important, and you hear me talk about the 7 to 10 year plan, that anyone, regardless of age, race, social status, financial position today, in 7 to 10 years can become rich. And if I'm half right, you're half rich and you're better off, right? And yet people just fumble and go day to day, year to year with no plan. See, I'm of the opinion that you can work at Walmart and become a millionaire. If you have a plan, it's just math, man. Just do the math. Just back out the math. You want $1 million? You want $100,000? Just back out the math. And maybe $1 million is too big, so we start with 100 and say, well, I want $100,000 in 10 years. It's easy. All right, divide that by 10. That's $10,000 a year. We're not even talking about compounding, right? See, compounding doesn't help you until the numbers get big. This is why I got so aggressive with saving and investing, because I realized on the compound chart, as I'd look at this 40-year chart, if you invested $100 a month for 40 years, you know, you'd have like $700,000, and I'd look at this chart, and I'd be like, wow, what if we just started here? What if I just started right here, I would just save 15 years? Or what if I started here? So what if I just went as fast as I could, saved as much as I could, and I just started on year 20? Then I would actually have compounding. But see, no one told me that in school. My dad didn't tell me that. Strangers never tell me that. So here's my challenge to you. Here's an idea. The other day I talked about this idea that pillar number 9 in my 10 pillars for success is this idea that you have to learn to effectively communicate and deal with other people. You have to be able to have an intelligent conversation. Most people cannot. How do I know? Because they never ask me anything. People who are struggling with money and jobs and career, and I'm not. And they never ask me anything. In other words, they're not even looking. They don't know where it comes from. They don't understand that ideas and inspirations, that's what God sends. He doesn't send money. He sends ideas and inspirations, and they come to you in the form of where you entertain angels unaware. You didn't expect to go to the mall and get a $1 million idea, but that's where they come from. I bought a course in the back of a USA Today. I saw an ad, how to enroll 100 people in 90 days. I knew exactly what he was talking about. I was struggling with network marketing. I hated it. I tried the friends and family crap and I hated it. And I said, well, I'm never going to recruit a friend or family. How could I secretly do this business? And then one day I saw an ad, how to recruit 100 people in 90 days, speed enrolling, 1-800, blah, blah, blah. And I called it and I listened to this guy on the other end. And he was talking a little bit like me. Little did I know, he'd become a lifelong mentor. This guy's name was Joe Schroeder, and he claimed to be a meat and seafood guy. He drove, you know, one of those Swanson trucks. And he had a little ad, and he said, hey, I want to send you my information. So I requested it, and I got these little 4 pages, and it was a sales ad, and it was written kind of weird, and I didn't understand this language. But he basically said, listen, I found a way to run little ads and connect them to 800 numbers and to make $5,000 a month on the side from home while I'm doing my other job. Where do I sign up? See, if that doesn't make you go, where do I sign up? You're broken. Your meter, your opportunity meter, whatever you want to call it, that in you. See, you're not an you are not an entrepreneur if someone said that to you and it doesn't make you go, huh. Well, how's that work? If your first response is bullshit, must be a scam, good luck with that in life. See, the people that say, oh, bullshit, that must be a scam, these are the people that didn't get on the Mayflower. They're not taking a chance. They're not coming to the new world. You could die. They're not opportunists. They're not entrepreneurs. The idea of being an entrepreneur is living today like other people won't so that you can live tomorrow like other people can't. Again, I haven't had a job in 22 years. I don't have any college. I ain't certified to do anything. The only thing I have is the ability to see opportunity all around me. The one thing is I had is I'm a sucker. See, I'm that dumbass that calls that 800 number. I'm the dummy that says, oh, you want $19.95? Okay, show me what you got. Impress me. Oh, you want $10 to show me something? Do it. I'm the guy who followed the get-rich-quick path, and I'm still following it. But along the way, following the path, I realized how to get rich slow. And I said, well, why don't I just work this get rich slow thing while pursuing the get rich quick thing? I combined them. I combined them. And because of me constantly looking for a quick way to make money, another way, another thing, you know, my dad would say, you're always looking for a scheme. Yeah, I am. You're absolutely right. And then I take most of the money I make from the scheme and I invest it for the long term. And so I began to combine the idea of the slow path to wealth with the fast path to wealth. And that's what I began to do. And over the years, I've created a series of businesses. But here's the thing. I'm an opportunist. I don't build, you know, Kmarts. And I don't build these, you know, water parks. I'm not building businesses like that. I'm finding ideas. I'm finding cracks in the system. I'm finding ways. And then I make some money and I invest all of it. And that's what I've done. And I consider myself more of an opportunist than an entrepreneur. Does that make sense? I'm the guy that works the paper route until something bigger and better comes along. Then I flip that for this and I sell that to him and I do this. And that's just been my nature my whole life. It's what comes natural to me. I'm the guy that if you say, hey, I have a book that'll show you how to double your income, I don't ask what's the catch, I buy the book. And I have people who come into my organization, I promote a way of doing network marketing where you don't chase your friends and family. You don't talk to anyone you know. And I have people who question that and a him and haw. And my response is, I don't want to talk to you. I'm not looking for you. See, I'm looking for people who are looking for me. And so if the cost of my product is, quote, too high, then you're the wrong customer. It wasn't made for you. And see, and that frees them and me. I'm not wasting my time and I'm not wasting their time. Having a system that sorts, selects, finds the proper customers, pre-qualifies them and puts them into your funnel, what I call the money flow, which at the beginning of this, I offer a copy of my book, The Money Flow. It's the blueprint. The subtitle is How One Man Declared War on the Work at Home Industry. And I went on to make thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. And I recruited over 100,000 people into network marketing, and I didn't know one of them. I didn't know any of them personally. I did it from home. And yet almost every single one of those people told me it's not possible. They would be recruited. They would join from the strategy that I showed them, and then they would turn around and tell me it doesn't work. This is why 93% of the population works for the other 7%. And you have to decide which side of the cash register are you on. I wanted to be on the side of the cash register selling things. I not only wanted to read books, I wanted to write books. And I'm a terrible writer. And I've written 5 books. And I've sold over 50,000 books. Well, that doesn't sound like a lot, right? There's people that sell 50,000 in a day on Amazon. I sold all mine from the house by mail. And then from my office as the business grew, by mail. I didn't get any permission. I didn't even get them edited. I didn't ask anyone if I could do it. I just declared myself an expert and began to market my books. I didn't ask anybody if it was okay. I didn't go around saying, you think this will work? I don't care about their opinion. And I began to press myself into the universe and to share my message of how I could recruit people without actually talking to people. I wanted to create a way to bring people into network marketing for one reason. Not that I like network marketing. I don't care about network marketing. I need an excuse to make money. You don't sell cars because you love cars. Now, you might happen to love cars, but you could hate cars and sell cars. I met a guy who was the number one RV seller in Texas. He had awards on the wall. Number one salesman in Texas. He had sold, it was an unnumber of units. And I remember sitting in there because I'm an opportunist. While other people are doing whatever they're doing, I'm calculating how much money is this guy making. And I asked him, I said, did you go to college? And he said, no. He'd been selling RVs since he was 19 years old. He knew everything you could possibly know about an RV. And I asked him, I said, what kind of RV do you own? He said, man, I wouldn't buy an RV. They go down in value too fast. Wow. And yet he could sell them. Because see, all my life I hold you, well, you have to believe in the product that you sell. And then I met a guy who told me that, that's not true. He didn't believe in the product that he sold. And I asked him that. I said, man, I'm a salesman. All my life I've heard you should believe in the product you're selling. And he goes, no. The product I'm selling is me. I believe in me. You believed in me. And you bought an RV. You're happy because you obviously wanted an RV or you wouldn't be in here. So you got what you wanted and I helped you do it. That makes me happy. And so he broke down an idea, a thought that I'd never had about sales. You could actually sell something you actually don't really like and do it successfully and be proud of it and be confident in your own ability to do it. Blew my mind. Totally changed the way I see sales. And I began to realize there were a lot of things that I knew that I'd been taught and that I believed that the only reason I knew them and believed them was someone told me. Someone told me. And I began to analyze the ideas that I had been taught trying to promote these ideas of home-based businesses. The idea that, you know, you could make all this money and then you could replace your job. And I realized, you know what? That's all bullshit. That's not the ultimate goal. That the reason it worked for me is it was money outside of my job. See, my job paid my bills. Wages are fine and wages are honorable and wages will pay your bills. But profits are what make you rich. And you don't make profits at your job. You earn wages. You don't make profits at your job. You might make commissions, but it ain't profits. Profits is what happens after you take off all of the business expenses and the commissions. So you got to understand accounting. Profits are when everything's paid and everyone's paid and commissions are paid and wages are paid and products. All of the costs involved in the business and everyone's been paid and that lump sum that sits on top, that's yours. And that is what makes you rich. When you begin to create profits that are outside of the wages, that are above and beyond what you need to sustain your life, that margin, that difference, that's what makes you rich. And the reason there's so few rich people is most people don't have profits in their life. What do you have that's a profit that you made profit on? Not expenses, not your wages, your profits. So that's why I got involved in network marketing. And that's why I began to write books and say, you know what, it's cool that you joined my program. That's fine. But I want you to pay me $299 for my book. People say, well, that's crazy. That's ridiculous. It is. Well, it's really expensive. It is. And I sold 50,000 of them. See, it doesn't matter the price. The price could have been $100. They'd have said it's too expensive. And they'd have said $500. It'd have been too expensive. I'd have said $10,000. It doesn't matter the price. If I said 40, they said, well, why don't you make it an ebook so you could just email it to me? See, and when you get responses like that, when people push back on price, it's not the price. And if it actually is the price, let's say that is absolutely true. Let's say there is no way under God's green earth, they can't use a credit card, they can't do anything, there is no way they could buy your product. Then why are you talking to them? Because your job as a salesman is to assist people getting what they want and need. See, I see what I do is I'm actually trying to help them. If I sell them my product, I've done them a service. I helped them. I did a good deed. And so if they can't physically purchase my product, I'm wasting their time. And time is the most precious of commodities, right? And so stop wasting their time. Stop wasting your time. And sell something that actually wants to be bought. And that's what I began to do. And so I no longer targeted friends and family. I began to target people who were already involved in the business. They were already in network marketing and already failed. Why? Because that was going to be who was most responsive to my message. My message was, hey, I'm an MLM junkie. I've been in the programs. I never made any money. I was in over 50 of them. And then I figured out a little secret, a little strategy of how to do it from home without chasing your friends and family, without going to meetings, without doing webinars, without a computer. I figured out this way. It's like a little 4 or 5 step process. And I'll share it with you for free. Now, the only person responding to that message are other people doing what I'm doing. So again, I'm putting my message in front of people who are looking for me. So the guy who gets it, who's been looking for an answer to the problem that he's had, he's the one who responds. And so through salesmanship, we can get past the cost. Because ultimately, like I said, if the cost is actually the problem, why am I talking to him? Can't help him. See, usually when they push back and price isn't the reason, they're just saying, hey, this is expensive. What they're saying is, I value the money in my pocket more than I value the presentation you just gave me. That I failed as a salesman. I didn't convince them that what I have is more valuable than the $20 in their pocket. But you can't sell the unsold. Not if you want to do it with integrity and honesty. And I'm not in the business of ripping people off. I'm in the business of trying to sell them a product that I think will change their life. This is why I don't push vitamins on you. You can go to any store in the country and buy vitamins. This is why I don't push traditional type MLM network marketing, because it doesn't help anybody. Might help some. Didn't help me. You know what helped me? Having an automated recruiting system. That helped me. You know what helped me? Books. So I sell books. You know what helped me? Quality leads, so I didn't have to chase my friends and family, so I began to sell those. You know what helped me? Listening to people like me talk. So that's what I began to do. And so I began to market and push things that actually changed my life to help them change their life. And my message was simple. I took the idea that if you help enough other people get what they want, you'll get what you want. Remember that? Zig Ziglar? Remember that? And then my first mentor, Joe Schroeder, who sent me the little four-page thing, and then I purchased his $19.95 for a booklet and two cassette tape now. This is back in 1989, a cassette tape called Chaos to Cash. And I paid him $20. Looked like he photocopied it, flipped it over, put a couple staples in it, and sent it to my house physically. Not your bullshit digital product that all you guys do because you're too lazy to mail something. Too lazy. And Goldwell's technology bullshit. You can stand out from people. I have people join my sales organization every single day who got an information package from me a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. I've had them as far back as 6 and 7 years ago. I sent them information and then they joined. They were cleaning out their house and they found it. I've had people cleaning out an attic of a house they bought and they found a box that had a bunch of my marketing junk in it. They read it. They liked it. They called me. They joined. You ain't ever had that happen with one of your dumb digital emails. Never, ever, period. It's never happened. But it happens to me all the time. Why? Because I have a distinction in the marketplace. Yes, I send emails, but I also send physical letters to your home. I also pull out a pen and write notes. I do 5 to 10 notes every single day. Multiply that times 5 days a week. The other 2 days I'm focused mostly on real estate. But imagine that. So I'm sending out hundreds a month. Thousands a year. So of course I outmarket people. Of course I sell 50,000 books. Because it's my intent. It's my belief. My goal, my mission, the ultimate outcome that I hope to achieve is bigger than the little barriers between me and that. People push back at me. Oh, well, postage is so expensive. Then maybe you shouldn't be doing it. You're the wrong person. The business ain't for you. End of conversation. If the postage is too much, you're the wrong person. If it's too much to read, you're the wrong person. No harm, no disrespect, doesn't mean anything bad. Just means stop wasting their time and they can stop wasting my time, right? I'm only looking for people who are looking for me. And that is the marketing strategy that I put together. I've done it in business after business after business. In my real estate business, if you're difficult to deal with, you're the wrong customer. And I get a new one. I don't have difficult renters. I might have them one time, but not again. I make that very clear in the beginning that I am the greatest landlord in Huntsville, Texas. Period. There is no better landlord than me. And you will be the best tenant in Huntsville, Texas, or you need to live somewhere else. That's my expectation of you, and I expect you to hold me to the same. And if we can come together on that, meaning I'll always fix everything in a timely manner, and you will always pay rent on time. The moment that bond is broken, you are no longer my customer. And I put in a new one. And because of that, my turnover rate is about 7.5 years. 7.5 years. On average of $1,000 a month rent, that's $12,000 a year they're paying me times 7. That means the average customer client that I show a house to who looks at that house and they say, man, I've been looking for something just like this. And I say in my mind, I know, because I'm only looking for people who are looking for me, because that strategy carries from business to business to business. And when they look at my house, I look at them and I realize this person is going to give me $100,000 over the next 7 to 10 years. And I believe that anyone, regardless of age, race, social standing, and financial situation, can become rich in the next 7 to 10 years. And every day I live to prove that. And every day, a person who, if I asked them, do you have $100,000? They'd say, no. I say, could you save $100,000? They'll say, probably not. Cool. And after we shake hands and they move in, they proceed to give me $100,000. How's that work? See, I believe they have it in them. I think they're good for the $100,000. It's not about the monthly. It's about the yearly. It's about the decade. And so I stopped calculating things in terms of months. Well, how much is it a month? I'm going to make $200 a month. No, I'm making $2,400 a year. And better than that, I'm making $24,000 over the next 10 years. All of a sudden, you multiply that by 15 houses. It's a good profit, right? Good profit. A lot of pay down. And because of that plan and because of that strategy and because of that philosophy that I live by, I become multimillionaire. Is it from any one thing? Is it from making a lot of money in any one thing? No. It's from having a plan from 7 to 10 years that anyone can get rich. And I learned this strategy in the book, The Science of Getting Rich. And many of you can go from guru to guru to guru to book to sales course, and all you had to do was buy a book for $1 on Amazon, and it would have told you everything you needed to know, because everything I've ever learned from these other guys, because I continue to buy it too, was already talked about in this book. There's nothing new. People aren't new. The markets don't move new. The internet hasn't changed anything. People buy the way they used to buy. They buy with emotion. Most people are emotionally disturbed. That's why 93% work for the 7%. So you just got to ask yourself, what side of the cash register do you want to be on? Side of the cash register you want to be on. You want to spend the rest of your life reading books? Maybe it's time you start writing books. You want to be the guy who always hops from program to program, and no wonder no one joins you, because you don't stay anywhere long enough. Why would they? Why would they? Would you join you? Would you bet on you? I'd bet on me. I'd bet on me, and I wouldn't bet on another MLM company. You couldn't pay me to join one of them. You couldn't pay me. But I'll work around the edges. I'll sell them leads. I'll sell them books. I'll teach them strategies. But I don't want their vitamins. I don't want their vitamins. I don't want to rent their apartment, but I'd like to own the apartment. I don't want to borrow money on a credit card. I want to lend money to people with credit cards. See, I want to change which side of the cash register I'm on. That's it, man. Have a great weekend.